1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Trump's just tweeted his complete and total support for his controversial defense secretary pick, Pete Hegseth, who's just entered a Senate chamber to cheers and boos with his confirmation hearing about to get underway. Military consultant Jeff McCausland.
Categories of the questioning, I think, will be in two. First will be Hegseth's personal conduct in past, and second will be a review of his qualifications to be Secretary of Defense based on his experience.
The Justice Department's released part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's report on election interference in 2020. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
He concluded that there was a, quote, unprecedented criminal effort by Trump and those around him.
Just in, U.S. and Israeli officials tell CBS News a draft deal for a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza has been agreed to in principle. If all goes well, we're told it'll be finalized by Israel and Hamas this week. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Wisconsin now has its first federally funded electric vehicle charging stations, and more are on the way. Savannah Tomi Olson has the details.
They've opened in Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and Ashland, all at Quick Trip locations. And more are coming. Near us, they'll be in Baraboo, Beaver Dam, Delavan, Edgerton, Janesville, and Portage. About half of them are at Quick Trip locations. The chain is facilitating EV charging with a new app called Quick Charge. But Wisconsin is lagging behind in EV adoption. They make up only about 1% of cars on the road here. Misconceptions about costs, maintenance, and performance are top of mind for hesitant buyers. About 30% of Wisconsinites live in rural areas, and for them, accessibility is one of the biggest issues. Jeremiah Brockman with the Wisconsin Electric Vehicle Association says some spots don't have enough charging stations.
Part of the problem, too, is you have more farmland in rural areas, and if you spend the entire day out on a farm and you're driving around your, you know, many acres of land, you worry about where you're going to charge your vehicle at that point. And I think that's another hurdle.
Compared to neighboring states, Wisconsin has significantly fewer. In an effort to help bolster the state's EV infrastructure, Wisconsin passed a law last year to install a network of 65 stations nationwide. The plan is to install them every 50 miles along the interstate system and major highways this year.
And Wisconsin also has a new tax on electric vehicle charging stations. Most businesses now have to register their charging stations and pay 3 cents per kilowatt hour delivered. Everyday owners of EVs and charging stations at their homes are not subject to this tax or registration. It mostly applies to ones at businesses, even ones where they're not used by the public. The new tax started on January 1st. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill hovering around minus 20, and we are going to keep that wind chill below zero all day today. Partly cloudy, actual high 9 above this afternoon, tonight down to 3 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, flurries, warmer, our high tomorrow, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
Matt Nair on air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin. for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, will be in with a Tuesday Tangent with Lukester. What's grinding his gears? And more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
The time is 9:07. Currently 6 degrees below zero. It's warmed up a bit. 3 degrees warmer than it was an hour ago. 6 below the temperature. The wind chill factor is 22 below zero in downtown Wausau. Live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number 2 of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us by giving us a call or a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. If there's something on your mind, something that you would like to talk about, something that we are missing, feel free to let your voice be heard. And again, one of the hallmarks of a democracy is to have our voices be heard, and we want to do that here each and every day on the program. You can also catch our program live on our YouTube channel, brand new YouTube channel at on WXCO. And for whatever reason, and again, I'm going to keep pounding my head on the table because I just don't get it. For some reason, again, our Facebook stream never works in the first hour, but it always works in the second hour. So you can actually watch the second hour on our Facebook page. If you go to 98.9 WXCO's Facebook page, and you can see a screen there as well. And you can make comments both on YouTube and on Facebook that we can respond to. But I just shake my head because I have no idea what is wrong with the 8 o'clock hour. What is the problem with the 8 o'clock hour that is causing it never to work right, and then the 9 o'clock hour does work right? I have no idea.
It's a technological mystery.
It is. So the entire show is always available now on our new 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel. So, again, you can check that out. Give us a call. Give us a text. And just be part of the show. We'd really enjoy that. Scheduled to be joined by Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library, but unfortunately she has not been able to make it at this point. If she does so, we'll welcome her in as soon as possible. So again, too bad. We'd always like to hear about what is happening over at the library, so hopefully Robin is able to make it to us here in the next few minutes. But it will give us a chance to remind you about tomorrow's show, as coming up in hour number one, we'll be joined by Bob Look. He is with us every other Wednesday to talk about some of the news and sports headlines going on, so he'll be with us, sitting in across the way with us for the first hour of the show. And then also coming up tomorrow in the second hour, early on, we will be joined by the executive director of the Grant Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, as Sean Wright will be with us for the first time in 2025. So that's all coming up tomorrow. Also, quick note that tonight we got ourselves a big one in high school boys basketball. The Wausau West Warriors have a chance to move into first place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. The Warriors will be in Marshfield taking on the Marshfield Tigers this evening. I'll be at the Marshfield Fieldhouse for all the exciting action. We'll have coverage beginning with the pregame show at 7 o'clock and the opening tip at 7:15. That's Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball tonight, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. Need to say hi, hello, and welcome again to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, the one, the only, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Well, again, a nippy start here in North Central Wisconsin. Have you been able to stay out of trouble? Have you been able to make sure that, you know, you've got here nice and smoothly to not get into trouble? Because we talk about it all the time. We talk about it with Brittany. Mm-hmm. Because when you travel around, you have to make sure that you take your time, you're safe, and also have that cold weather gear just in case there's any issues. But have you had any issues? No problems? Once in a while, because I've heard stories that sometimes you can be a little bit know, a little heavy on that accelerator.
It's true. I'm human. I make mistakes.
I still remember the day I saw you going the wrong way in front of our studio.
Yeah.
I've not seen you since then. I gave you the warning. I said, we are not going to have that. We cannot have you going the wrong way right in front of our studio. And so
I've been paying better attention, absolutely.
Because I'll bring the hammer down if you keep doing that. But you have not done it, so I'm very proud of you on that respect. So,
no, but the auto start on my car was working fine again this morning. I was able to leave a few minutes earlier than I usually do, which is always a good thing. Able to take my time, you know, test my brakes coming up to the stop signs, make sure everything is working properly, and make sure I take it easier on my turns, because I am guilty of, you know, turning very sharply. So I need to continue to keep working on that. But you know, overall, I was able to, you know, I take my time, and the roads were not as bad as they were yesterday, so it's getting a little better. But you still need to take your time and make sure that you make sure your windows are cleared off, because I was trying to clear out my windows yesterday and the ice was stuck on there. I couldn't even get it off with the heat and the ice scraper combined. So I really had to improvise when it came to, you know, seeing out of my windows yesterday. But today's a lot better.
Absolutely. I got to talk about something I heard about last night. And
what did you hear?
Well, after President Jimmy Carter passed away, there is a protocol that the flags around the country for 30 days after the death of a president are at half staff.
Absolutely.
So the 30-day half staff protocol is going on right now.
Okay.
But last night, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, far-right conservative, MAGA to the core, he ordered the state's flags to be raised to full staff on Inauguration Day on Monday as President-elect Trump enters his second term in the White House. The move disrupts the 30-day period of half-staff mourning issued by President Biden to honor the late President Carter. Biden ordered flags nationally to half-staff through sunset on January 28th. Abbott's order would apply to all flags at the Texas Capitol and at state buildings on January the 20th. I have had criticism of Aaron Rodgers in the past. But one thing that he did exceptionally well is when he went to the Jets, the legendary quarterback Joe Namath said, "Hey, if you want to wear number 12, you can do it." But Aaron Rodgers said, "No. Number 12 for the New York Jets is Joe Namath." And that was the right thing to do. Because it wasn't about him in that moment. It was about Joe Namath.
That was a very smart move indeed.
But this piece of selfishness is just so on brand for MAGA, where it's all about Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump had the littlest bit of magnanimity, he would say, "You know, Greg Abbott, I appreciate the thought that you are going to get down on your knees and worship me like all these other people are. But the protocol is for the death of a former president that the flags are at half staff at all government institutions and throughout the country for those 30 days. And we're going to do that." But Donald Trump is not like that. In fact, Donald Trump had already been whining about it previously, because when he found out that the flags were down, are going to be at half staff for 30 days, he blasted Democrats as giddy that flags would be set to half staff during the inauguration. He posted on his Truth Social, "The Democrats are all giddy about our magnificent American flag potentially being at half mastering my inauguration. They think it's so great and are so happy about it because in actuality, they don't love our country. They only think about themselves." For Donald Trump to tell anybody that they're only thinking about themselves is incredibly ridiculous, is the way I put it. And he says, "Nobody wants to see this, and no American can be happy about it. Let's just see how it plays out."
So,
I mean, it's a selfish.
Rude.
It's selfish. It's not about Donald Trump. This has always been the protocol. That is the way it is. Mm-hmm. And for Donald Trump to, again, make it about himself, and then for Greg Abbott, it's just another example of these folks who are just trying to get on their hands and knees to try to be able to show Donald Trump how much they love him. And it's sad. It's the wrong thing. Again, I don't understand it. So, again, we do see these ideas where maybe if something we disagree with, we'll do the right thing. And Aaron Rodgers did the right thing when it came to the number 12. He said, "Nope, that's Joe Namath's number. It's been retired. Nobody else for the New York Jets should wear number 12. I will wear number 8. And that's what he's done the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. But for Greg Abbott to do this, to say that, well, how it affects the whole inauguration bit, he says, you know, it's about, you know, giving Donald Trump the proper respect as he goes back in office. No.
Respect, you have to earn it.
But again, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it was Donald Trump. It doesn't matter if it was Barack Obama. It doesn't matter if it would have been Kamala Harris. I mean, if it was Kamala Harris, the flags would be at half staff. It doesn't matter. That's the way it is. And again,
Trump does not get special treatment just because he's Donald Trump. I don't care if he has presidential immunity or not. That is disrespectful to, you know, break protocol and not honor a truly great president, Jimmy Carter. He wasn't perfect, but he was a
And it
great,
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it was president. Richard Nixon or whoever it was. It would still
be protocol.
It would be protocol. So again, that what Abbott did yesterday is just wrong. And I'm curious to see how many others follow in his footsteps, because you know he will not be the last Republican MAGA to be able to say to Donald Trump, "See, we're worshiping you on Inauguration Day." The time is 9:18. We're going to take a quick timeout. Come back with more. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Falls Radio, WXCO.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days.
Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for
done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m., it's another edition of the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes, joined former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself as we talk high school sports, recapping and previewing the high school basketball and hockey action, plus special guests. At 6:25, we'll be talking to Merrill High School boys basketball coach Troy Pieper as the Blue Jays battling in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. And then at 7:06, it's our student athlete guest from the defending state champion Central Wisconsin Storm. We'll talk to senior captain Ava Rohde. It's the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction. Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about the Wausau School Board approving a referendum question for the spring-April ballot. So we're going to give you some details on that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Just heard the promo that tomorrow night we do have another edition of the Big High School Sports Show brought to you by K5 Construction here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, look forward to talking to Merrill High School head boys basketball coach Troy Pieper at 6:25 tomorrow evening, and then by Central Wisconsin Storm senior defenseman Captain Ava Rohde at 7:06. So hopefully you can be with us tomorrow night from 6 till 8 for the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 WXCO. Last night in high school sports, I was in Chippewa Falls as the Wausau West hockey team extended their win streak to 6 games in a row, Warriors now 12-4 on the season. They shut out Chippewa Falls 5-0. Five different Wausau West players would light the lamp, scoring goals. And goaltender Julian Scalcucci had his second shutout in his last three games as he stopped 21 shots. So the Warriors 5-0 over Chi-High. They'll be back in action on Thursday night, taking on Marshfield in a Wisconsin Valley Conference game. We will have live coverage of that game on Thursday night on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and also on the Civic Media app. So, again, for the Wausau West game against Marshfield on Thursday night, Sports 2 stream. If you go to WXCO.FM, it's in the upper left-hand corner. Just instead of listening to the primary stream, click on Sports 2, or by opening up the WXCO part of the Civic Media app, just hit on Sports 2 and hit play and be able to hear the game live from Marathon Park. Boys high school basketball last night, Crandon defeated New McCathic at the New McCathic gym by a score of 70-52. It was a big night for the Cardinals' Quincy Fender. He has come off a major injury. He dislocated his ankle back during football season, but he's bounced back and is now playing again in basketball. He had 36 points in that game for the Cardinals. Also in boys basketball last night, it was Eau Claire Memorial defeating D.C. Everest 74-48. Abbotsford lost to Colby 81-58. Wittenberg Burnham would continues their solid play. Chargers all over Lakeland by a score of 96-63. Limited amount of girls basketball last night as well. Marshfield lost to Lakeland 60-49. It was Athens over Shawamigan 56-43. A tight win for Edgar last night in girls hoops. They beat Loyal 37-34. It was Auburndale over Rochelle 69-33. Tonight, again, as I mentioned earlier, we have high school boys basketball. Wausau West is at Marshfield. Again, coverage begins at 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also on the schedule tonight in high school boys basketball in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, D.C. Everest is home against Merrill. Also, it is Wisconsin Rapids at Stevens Point. You have Antigo hosting Northern Pines. Marathon is home against Auburndale. Tomahawk is at Medford. Rhinelander at Mosinee, a significant game in the Great Northern Conference. New McCathic home against Edgar. Wisconsin Rapids Assumption is at Stratford, among the games in boys basketball. Girls basketball, also a full slate of action in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Wausau West is home against Marshfield. D.C. Everest is at Merrill. Wisconsin Rapids at Stevens Point. Non-conference game for the East Lumberjacks. They host Marathon in girls basketball this evening. Big one in the CWC East. Wittenberg, Burnhamwood, and Bondewell. Whitburn undefeated on the season. Bondewell, one of the top teams as well. Both teams undefeated in conference. That is a significant game in the CWC East. So, again, if you have an opportunity, get out of the cold tonight. Go out there and watch some high school athletics. It's really something that I think that people should take advantage of. It shouldn't always be about the pros. It should not always be about the colleges. But plenty of great activities going on in high school athletics. Very affordable chance to support your local student athletes. A chance to hang out with your friends and neighbors at a game going on tonight. And I should say as well, some boys hockey action. Wausau West is off tonight, but D.C. Everest is in action at Pacelli. Mosinee is home against Marshfield as well this evening, and Tomahawk travels to Lakeland. So again, a full slate of activity all over the place involving high school sports. And Ian, why do we cover high school sports live on a play-by-play basis? Why do we do that? We don't have to do that. Why do we do it?
We don't have to, but we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers play-by-play action of high school sports in the area.
Absolutely.
And so I'm very proud to keep saying that.
Exactly right. So we're going to take a timeout. We're going to have a look at what's going on in terms of news, weather, sports, entertainment, information updates at the top and bottom of every hour. And then we're going to talk about some big news from the Wausau School District, as the school board has decided to approve a referendum question for the April ballot. We'll talk about that coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. By the smallest sound.
is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Do you shop at Aldi? Well, you may want to check your freezer for a frozen product contaminated with metal pieces. Melissa Kay has the details.
If you have frozen chicken and cheese taquito products in your freezer from Aldi, you'll want to check the package. There's a recall on Quesa Mamita chicken and cheese taquitos produced on July 3rd and September 25th. Over 24,000 pounds of taquito products are being recalled. They have Best Buy dates of 7/3/25 and 9/25/25 on the bottom panel. A consumer found a piece of metal in the chicken and cheese taquito, and another person reported a dental injury from the product. If you have these in your freezer, you should throw them out or return them to the Aldi where you purchased them.
And it's mighty cold outside. As temperatures stay stuck with highs in the single digits, UW Health Kids has essential safety reminders to keep the young ones safe in winter weather. They say families need to let children come indoors periodically to prevent hypothermia or frostbite. Wear sunscreen and stay hydrated even in the cold. When indoors, make sure there's a carbon monoxide detector on every floor, including sleeping areas. And when in the car, wearing bulky clothes or winter coats can prevent a snug, proper fit of a child's car seat harness. So adjust the harness while the child's coat is off, then put the coat on top of the kid like a blanket, and wait until you arrive at your destination before putting the coat back on. And if you need a snowmobiling fix, the Lake Effect Snow Machine is on. And this weekend in Eagle River, the World Championship Snowmobile Derby is set to take place from January 16th through the 19th. And while you're up there, the Eagle River Fire Department has officially finished this year's Ice Castle, showing off multiple towers of enchantment, inspiration from a famous German castle. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The show must go on. Despite wildfires continuing to burn, production will start up again in Los Angeles. After being put on hold last week, Variety reports that shows like Jimmy Kimmel Live, NCIS Origins, and The Neighborhood will resume production. Other shows like Hacks, Suits LA, Ted, and Amazon's Fallout have not resumed production after being affected last week. Hollywood continues to rally around the victims of the LA fires. The latest organization to donate money is the Screen Actors Guild and American Federation of TV and Radio Artists. SAG-AFTRA had closed its offices due to the fires, which started January 7th. The union also postponed its in-person award nominating ceremony. SAG-AFTRA president, actress Fran Drescher, offered support to victims and those who have lost their homes and announced her union would donate $1 million to victims through the SAG-AFTRA Foundation. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill hovering around minus 20, and we are going to keep that wind chill below zero all day today. Partly cloudy, actual high 9 above this afternoon, tonight down to 3 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, flurries, warmer. Our high tomorrow, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below zero.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday morning, life after an election loss. The last thing some candidates should do is walk away. There are lots of opportunities to serve your community.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Tuesday night, it's a battle for first place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference in high school boys basketball as the Wausau West Warriors travel to Marshfield to take on the Tigers. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West Basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West at Marshfield in high school boys basketball. Tuesday night, starting with pregame show at 7 and opening tip at 7:15. On 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chat Home Show, 98.9 WXCO. Also, it's WXCO.fm. Of course, our website address used to be BullFallsRadio.com. They changed it to WXCO.fm. If you put in BullFallsRadio.com, I'm pretty sure you still get to our website. It redirects you to WXCO.fm. I always start off by saying 98. No, it's WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by tuning in right now on either YouTube.com and our 98.9 WXCO channel or at Facebook.com on the 98.9 WXCO page. The time is 9:36, and again, a chilly start here in north central Wisconsin. Boy, you look outside. I'm looking out to my right, and our studio right on the street here, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Looks pretty out there. A lot of sunshine, but if you get out there, make sure you're bundled up because it is a cold start here in north central Wisconsin. Get the official temperature here. What is the temperature right now? It is up to 1 degree. Below zero. We are flying up there quickly this morning. We're now at 1 below 0. The wind chill factor is 8 below, expecting a high about 12 degrees before all is said and done today. You know, Ian, before we talk about this referendum that's coming to Wausau, you know how to become cool in 2025 besides being outside without a jacket? For you and for listeners out there, I got a way for you guys to become even cooler than you already are. And I know that it's hard to...
Cool like hip or cool like
hip.
Freezing?
Hip.
Okay, cool like hip.
Yep.
There's a lot of different ways.
Civic Media gear. That's how you do it. Wear Civic Media gear. You got gear, shorts, shirts for 98.9 WXCO and all the other stations. And it's real easy. All you have to do is go to the Civic Media merch store. And, you have to just go to our website, go to civicmedia.us, and you can refresh your wardrobe and support Civic Media at the same time. So check out the new Civic Media store by heading over to the Civic Media homepage at civicmedia.us. Click on the store button in the upper right corner, and then you can check out all the great swag that you can get.
Well, I'll have to check that out myself.
There you go. Be able to walk down the street and have people say, boy, there's a cool guy wearing that Civic Media 98.9 WXCO swag. So,
nice.
Again, check it out at civicmedia.us. But last night, the Wausau School Board met, and the Wausau School Board has decided that there will be an additional question on the ballot. So we already knew going into the spring election there's going to be a significant state Supreme Court race that will determine the control ideological control of the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. There will be an election for the State Department of Public Instruction, the person that leads the DPI, state superintendent. And now we know here in Wausau that there's going to be a referendum question on the ballot for the April election. In a meeting last night, the school board decided that they will, in fact, ask the community to support an $8 million non-recurring referendum over 5 years. That's according to WSAW.com. The school district has been in talks about adding the operational referendum question to the April ballot for several weeks. The $8 million would help the district maintain the safety of their buildings while enhancing student learning. During the course of the meeting last night, Wausau School District Assistant Superintendent of Operations, Josh Figut, spoke, and he said that operational needs throughout the district to help with the budget deficit that the district is facing, ongoing maintenance needs, supporting student programming, and attracting and entertaining staff. And that is a vital aspect right now because a lot of different schools are having trouble filling their staffing needs. Vigut said that the district's budget deficit is about $775,000. He also says it's expected to increase to around $4 million going forward, but the district would have a plan to tackle those cost factors. He said instead of prepaying $8 million annually, they will use that for operating. And he says they will still make their payments on their capital debt. Also, it was said that the referendum would have little impact on taxes. Figu said the district and the board have chosen to use debt defeasance to prepay on their debt, creating some flexibility in the levy, which will allow us to not increase the burden on taxpayers. So again, the district is not asking people to pay more in taxes. They're asking for the community's trust to work with them to help make students a priority. Vigut added that the referendums are an excellent opportunity for the community to use their voice and to support the direction of a school district, and says that he and others within the district look forward to engaging with the community in the lead up to the referendum. So in the run up, and right now, of course, it is January the 14th, and the election will be in early April. The district will be having a series of informative sessions ahead of the April election to help educate people on what this operational referendum would bring to the students and staff within the district. No dates or times have been announced, but I will be, again, reaching out to the school district, Wausau School Board President, Jim Boucher. He has said he is very happy to come back on the program once all these questions were answered. Would there be a referendum talking about as well the elementary school consolidation? But now in the past week or so, we heard that about the plan for the elementary school consolidation. Right. And now we hear about this plan to have this referendum question going to the public in April. So now that we got those set aside, I will be talking to Jim Boucher and setting up a time to get him on the show, hopefully very, very soon. So, again, interesting. And, again, it's not surprising. I think all the tea leaves have been pushing in this direction recently. Mm-hmm. And I think, the idea of having these information sessions is vital. I talked about this recently when we heard the news about the plan for the elementary school consolidation, that I think what the district has been doing here recently has been an improvement over what we saw back in 2023 and early 2024 when the discussions were held about consolidation of the high schools and the middle schools in the Wausau School District. I think we're seeing better communication. I think we are seeing better outreach, not just having the meetings, but making sure the people know about these meetings and making sure people know that there is information out there when it comes to the information that they need to know why these decisions are being made. I just think that they learned a valuable lesson with the backlash following the initial vote to consolidate Wausau West and Wausau East high schools into one high school, and then the change by the board in order to stick with the two high schools. And I do think that the group that was put together to talk about and look at the issues involving elementary schools was done in a much better way. And I think now this is being done. We've been hearing about the idea of having a referendum. Now the board decided ultimately that we will have this referendum, and now to have these information sessions again in order for this to pass. And you can see by the comments of Mr. Vigout that it sounds pretty straightforward in terms of what he is saying. But in order for people always to vote to say, yes, we're going to approve a referendum, they have to be comfortable that it is truly needed. And that's why it will be important to have these information sessions. And also, real quickly, it is important for the people out there. And I think something that I've been thinking about, and not just within local school board issues or mm-hmm. local city council issues or mayoral issues or state assembly or whatever it may be, in order for our democracy to work, people have to be engaged.
Absolutely.
They have to be engaged, or else we're going to see the cracks. And I think we've seen cracks. And it's not enough for the district to say, hey, we're going to have these informational sessions. The folks have to go and listen to them and ask the questions and to tune in. And hopefully when we do have Jim Boucher on, to tune in and to comment, send a text in. Send us questions that you may have when I announce what day we're going to have Mr. Boucher on. So, again, be engaged. Take the opportunities when the district says we're going to have this meeting and you can be able to ask questions. Don't just sit back and then complain about it afterwards if you don't get to these meetings and ask the questions. So, again, interesting news. And it's actually, you know, we talk about spring elections. So often there's very little on the ballot that's significant. Well, that's not going to be the case in Wausau coming up in April. As I said, having this very, very important state Supreme Court race, having the state superintendent of public instruction race, and now adding yet another important question on that ballot in terms of a Wausau school district referendum. I mean, we just got through a 2024 with so many elections, it felt like, and then ultimately having the big election in early November. And now it's like you think, okay, we're going to be able to take a deep breath. Well, you know that the commercials for the state Supreme Court race are going to start up very, very soon. And now we're going to start to get some information, I'm sure, more information about this question involving the Wausau School District referendum. Again, Wausau School District School Board decided they are asking the community to support an $8 million non-recurring referendum over 5 years coming up in April. So, again, I thought important to bring you that information here this morning. As ever since this show started, I started this show back in September of 2022. So we've been doing this. It's hard to believe how long I've been doing this. I mean, it feels like it was yesterday that Civic Media bought WXCO, and then they put me on the air for this show. It started in the afternoon, then moved it here to the morning. And we are up to close to 2.5 years. But ever since this show started, one of the main topics has been the Wausau School District and the different questions that they've been having to delve into, whether it's been high school and middle school, elementary school consolidation, and now, of course, a operating referendum. And I don't think that's going to change, because school districts are being put under such pressure because lack of proper funding coming from the state. And, of course, school district funding will be one of the questions, part of the budget process that is beginning and will be going on for the next number of months as well. The time is 9:48. Coming up next, we'll have our daily history lesson. We will give you some famous events that occurred on this date in history. We'll talk about a few celebrities that are celebrating their birthdays. We will have a look at some of the special events that are being acknowledged today. And then we will wrap it up by giving Ian Welsh the number for the day quiz. He is 0-1 so far this week. So you don't want to go 0-2. This is kind of a big one here today. So we will have that coming up. 9:48 is the time. 1 degree below zero is the temperature. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Don't shed a tear for me. My life won't end without.
listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the Big High School Sports Show. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is the 14th day of January of 2025. It is day number 14 of this year. There are now 351 days remaining in 2024 before we turn our calendar to 2026. It'll be here before you know it.
Yeah,
but it is time to take a look at some famous events that occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1952, NBC's Today Show premiered. On this date in 1954, New York Yankee Hall of Famer Joe DiMaggio and actress Marilyn Monroe were married in San Francisco. On this date in 1973, Super Bowl VII, the Miami Dolphins defeated the Washington Redskins. The Dolphins became the first NFL team to go undefeated in a season. Mm-hmm. On this date in 1993, late-night TV talk show host David Letterman announced he was moving from NBC to CBS. On this date in 2006... a nude tourist was arrested at the International Airport in Cancun, Mexico, as she tried to raise funds for her return airline ticket by stripping in the terminal and asking for money from other tourists. Police suspect the woman was under the influence of an unspecified drug.
If it was me, I would have just... try to raise money.
There you go.
I'll need to do something like that.
And on this date 5 years ago in 2020, Jeopardy's greatest of all time tournament was won by Ken Jennings. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Actress and Oscar Award winner for Network, Faye Dunaway, 84 years old today. Holland Taylor, who played the mother on Two and a Half Men, is 82 years old today. Director Steven Soderbergh, Aaron Brockovich, Ocean's 11, and many others, 62 years old today. TV anchor Shepard Smith is 61. Actor Emily Watson of Chernobyl is 58. Rapper actor LL Cool J turns 57. Actor Jason Bateman of Arrested Development is 56. Rocker Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters and Nirvana is 56. Actor Emma Greenwell of Shameless is 36 years old today. And Grant Gustin from Arrow and The Flash is 35. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is International Kite Day. It is Dress Up Your Pet Day. It is Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day.
That sounds really good.
It is Organize Your Home Day. It is Poetry at Work Day. It is Cesarean Section Day. It is Printing Ink Day. Mm-hmm. And this one you could probably do. It is Shop for Travel Day.
So, well, I've been doing that already. You know, well, I haven't really done it. I've been thinking about it, but I haven't quite done it yet.
So, well, you better do it today. It's Shop for Travel Day.
Yeah.
So those are the special events being acknowledged today. All right. It is time now for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And, of course, every day on this program, at the very end, we give Ian Welsh a quiz. We give him three choices for the number for the day. And based on the math, he should get one out of three right. That's 33%.
Yep.
That means if he's above 33%, it's a passing grade. If he's below 33%, that's a failing grade. But we want more than just a passing grade. We don't want just a C student. We want somebody that is striving for excellence. And the next goal after a passing grade is to get more right than wrong.
Yes.
And that is 3 out of 5. So that would be a winning week. His best ever week is 4 out of 5. So that's a goal. And, of course, still out there is that holy grail, the perfect week of 5 out of 5. Still hasn't done it. So, and won't do it this week because you're 0 for 1.
I guess we'll try for 4 out of 5.
Yes, you can.
Mark Zuckerberg. Another number about him. So that'd be interesting.
The number for the day is the estimated cost in millions to build Mark Zuckerberg's underground doomsday bunker in Hawaii.
Oh, brother. He actually has one of those.
So the estimated cost in millions to build Mark Zuckerberg's underground doomsday bunker in Hawaii.
All right, what are my choices?
All right. Is it $270 million? Is it $470 million? Is it $670
million? $270 million to build a doomsday underground bunker in Hawaii. Well, it's a lot of money, but just... the pressure's really on. I'm just trying not to get overwhelmed. Okay. All right. I'm going to say... Okay. You know, I'm going to say $470 million to build an underground bunker. I'm going to go with B today. It's my final answer. That's my best estimate.
The number is the estimated cost in millions to build Mark Zuckerberg's underground doomsday bunker in Hawaii. $270 million.
Really? It's the smallest amount.
Yes. Yes, it is. Huh. Yesterday was the middle number. He went with the middle number today.
I just cannot get that pattern.
All right. Well, you're going to have to dig out of the hole the rest of the week before you head off to Florida. So, all right. Well, take a deep breath. Come back strong tomorrow.
Absolutely. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Have a great day.
Don't forget tonight, high school basketball, West at Marshfield at 7. Have a great day.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn as the national media landscape continues to evolve. Plus, when insurance companies go broke, who pays? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President-elect Trump's controversial pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth speaks up on his own behalf at his Senate confirmation hearing.
When President Trump chose me for this position, the primary charge he gave me was to bring the warrior culture back to the Department of Defense.
Hegseth alluded to his own military service.
It's time to give someone with dust on his boots the helm. A change agent.
Hecklers, including one who called Hegseth a misogynist, interrupted his presentation.
Security force will remove members.
Armed Services Committee Chair Roger Wicker, during the pause, ranking Democrat Jack Reed addressed the nominee.
Unfortunately, you lack the character and composure and competence to hold the position of Secretary of Defense.
President-elect Trump expressed his support ahead of the meeting. In a post to his Truth Social, he said Hegseth has his, quote, complete and total support. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot.